And now we are back. all sorts of technical difficulties and issues here. We got my man Nana, who's new to the podcast, and he's over here choking.
You don't do that.
We can't do that.
Nah,
too late.
Nobody's gonna believe that's your real name.
We just call him Denal. He just every time we call him
nah.
Just call him Denal.
But welcome, man.
Thank you.
It's
Thank you.
Shorter in person. I'm here with Handsome Shrek. What up, man? String Bean,
Handsome Shrek. Oh, yeah.
Why are you so confused? And
he's just in Denal. He's in Denal.
He has those two episodes. What is that?
Handsome Shrek.
All right. Yeah.
That works.
It doesn't look like that.
I'm glad.
No one's
going to
believe that.
I wasn't believe that bullshit. And then I guess we're still waiting for a nickname for you. It was supposed to be,
the
supposed to be the football expert, but, based on what we've been seeing over these past couple of weeks, there's been some issues.
The only reason I'm not doing well in that is because
Because you're not good at
my picks didn't go through in a week. One week. Other than that, I've been like top.
Talking about that. We're talking about when we talked about football in previous podcasts. If we have to pull tape on this and go back to.
Or Giants is a borderline playoff.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. maybe you were looking at other seasons, not quite the 2019 season or something like that.
I saw Daniel Jones. That's what I saw. Yeah.
Big fan, huh?
He's on my fantasy team now.
Is it really?
I changed my name to Danny Dimes in the house. I don't start. It's okay.
Lord have mercy.
It's the whole thing.
But I guess they got rid of, the Redskins got rid of Gruden this morning.
Finally.
Yeah.
He sucked.
6 years. They said he was the longest tenured coach under Daniel Snyder.
He's also the longest, it's like the longest time a coach has ever been on a team. With like how well or how poorly he was doing, like without winning a playoff game, so
they
let him on for a little too long, I guess.
But they called him in to come in at 5 a.m. and fired him.
Yeah,
that to me is bullshit. Don't call me to come in.
He handled Dwayne Haskins thing horribly though. Like he publicly talking about how he didn't want like this dude or whatever. Like he's obviously gonna be a good enough quarterback. Like. At least give him a chance.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
Well, I think he was hamstrung a lot with some of the decisions he wanted to make. He wanted to cut, what's his nut? But.
What's his nut?
They had a running back. Peterson. He wanted to cut Peterson, but he was overruled on that, so he had Peterson inactive for the first week. So that was a whole thing.
Yeah,
his
team's also horrible, so.
Well, then there's that. Why are you so quiet over there? You
don't like football.
And you're not a fan. So it's the difference between football and football.
Yeah.
He calls it foot.
Football.
Because he sees some clips from the German league.
Sorry, soccer. Sorry, guys. We're talking about soccer here. So.
The NFL wasn't hurt this week.
It was. It was. And now we're back again.
Raiders and Bears.
Bears.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Raiders pulled it out at the end.
It seemed like the stadium was a lot of Bears fans.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes. No one wants to be
a
Raiders fan. That's
why.
Is that right?
Sansa Stark.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Good stuff. Now you just shut the whole podcast down right there.
I'm still trying to figure out a team to pick.
For NFL? Okay.
The only reason why, probably going with the Ravens because everybody in the office
Look,
the Ravens.
Let's be judicious.
I'm not going to pick Cowboys because everybody else is shitting on the Cowboys.
Well, let's do this.
Okay.
Let's base your NFL football team on how you pick your soccer team.
Since
you're a bandwagon fan and picked Man U.
How the hell am I a bandwagon fan when I've been supporting the team?
Patriots.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is Patriots.
No.
Patriots.
You cannot do that. That is unacceptable.
My brother's a Patriots man.
See?
Familial
ties.
My brother.
Yeah.
That's easy.
He's been
But was it because he jumped on the bandwagon with the Patriots, though? Or how did he become a Patriots fan?
I have no idea.
Be a Raiders fan.
You don't talk?
Be a Raiders fan.
I'm looking at him like he gets really into the Patriots. Like he's. serious.
He likes to win.
For the Cowboys, because most of the people I know who are Cowboy fans are either still waiting. At least that's what everybody's saying. Like,
see, there's a reason behind all this. Now listen. Still it's kind of like
I hear all the time.
Right.
Cowboys are still waiting.
Right.
It's not your fault.
It's understandable. The thing is, kind of like we were talking about earlier, the funny part is the team is supposed to be so irrelevant, right?
Why do you keep saying that?
But everybody talks about them.
Why do you keep saying
because that? Because that's what people who...
The Cowboys?
Yeah.
They're America's team. They have the second biggest fan base in the league. No.
This is all facts.
It's not facts.
But how often do you hear people talking bad about Cowboys? You just said it yourself. You hear it all the time. But they're always saying, they're no good.
Because I think every year they come out saying Cowboys are going to do this, Cowboys are going
to
do that.
But who's this they you're talking about?
Social media.
We all know that they won't be anything until they hashtag fire Jason Garrett. Until they hashtag fire Jason Garrett, which is probably be at the end of this year.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, they'll make the playoffs, but he's a lame duck. He's on the last year of his contract. They didn't extend him last year, so
promote the OC, Kellen Moore.
No, that's not gonna happen. Tony Romo, after he goes and wins the PGA Tour, he's gonna become a coach. Yep.
I can't see it. But we'll see. But anyway, getting back to you.
All I'm saying is...
And who are you going to choose? What are you doing? You're a DJ now? You mixing and scratching?
I'm still waiting. Like, listen, I'm still trying to figure out my way throughout the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Eventually, I'll pick a team. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see who it is.
I don't want to go with the bandwagons because at some point, I was like,
pick the worst
OBJ
team.
Is a good player. Like, I was flowing into
it. Pick the worst team in the league, then.
What, the Dolphins?
Yeah, go ahead.
Apparently, I don't know much about the Dolphins. But
Absolutely.
Apparently, the Dolphins are shit. I don't know why they're shit, but it's like they lose every time.
Yep.
They're pretty terrible.
Astronomically.
Well, they play the Redskins this week. Someone's got to win that game.
Unless the Redskins that
Unless
bad.
It ends in a tie. That would be funny.
The Redskins are that bad?
No.
I think they are, yeah.
They are definitely that bad.
They're trash. They have the like second worst defense and like second worst offense. They're horrible.
Garbage.
But as we know with rankings for offenses, it really doesn't mean much when the Ravens were ranked number one overall in offenses starting this week.
It's based on yardage.
Yeah.
We won.
Yeah, against the third string quarterback.
Hit that weak. That's the defense's problem, though. Defense sucks.
A third string quarterback.
Yeah.
Who did you guys play this weekend?
Pittsburgh.
We knocked out Mason Rudolph.
Now let me tell you.
That was hilarious.
I'm not at all thrilled with what happened there. And I'm not talking about the hit. I'm talking about afterwards. No. I'm talking about afterwards when
taking care of their players.
Yeah, like how the hell do you scrape him up off the ground?
Yeah.
And then make
him walk.
I mean, it was only a head injury.
It's no big deal.
It's fine.
Yeah,
walk it off.
Walk it off, Mason. We'll get you in there next play.
Rub some dirt on it, and you'll be fine, right? That to me was disgraceful.
Had that been Peyton Manning, they would have medevaced him out of there.
I mean, the way he was laying there, you kind of sort of thought that.
Oh, my God. You see his head in the ground?
Yeah.
Well, it was way bad. I slow-motioned it. I was yelled at for slow-motioning it.
This guy.
I mean, he's on the ground, and you could just see the whites of his eyes. It's like,
He was out when he got hit.
Yeah,
the ground,
no doubt about it. He had the whole finger.
His head banged the ground or something?
Yeah.
Well, he was done.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It wasn't good at all, you know. So
it made him walk?
Yeah. Something about the cart
broke down
or something.
Yeah, they had to push the cart off. They had more people helping the cart get off the field than the
cart. It was so ridiculous. But ironically the cart worked a little bit later when Jefferson got hurt. So how was that possible?
Because when you're from Baltimore, you know how to hotwire a damn.
Gotcha. So they made sure it was taken care of.
We're like, our team is like, move out of the way. We'll make sure it's working.
We got this. No worries. Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Well, what the hell else is going on in your
world? See, that's why they get paid so much. So my argument with you today is they need to get paid.
No.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about it. Well, look, what's happening?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Saying football went down or whatnot. When most of these
players... When players stop playing the game as a game and they start making money decisions...
They have to.
No, they don't. You're getting paid millions of dollars to play a game, play a sport, perform, and play the sport.
You get knocked the fuck out.
and I told you, you're using the wrong point on it. The point is that guy is an unproven quarterback who only has an opportunity because Roethlisberger's hurt. He's out there playing the game. He did not make a money decision and just sat down and took a sack. He tried to make a play.
Shrek, it doesn't matter. He still got knocked the fuck out.
Let's get back to the genesis of what you guys are discussing.
So football went down, or football stopped being football when players started asking for more money. Which I think, you know what? The players have to ask for more money. The owners are making shitloads of money. The players have to ask for more money. Makes sense.
The league makes so much money.
It hasn't been a game. It hasn't been a game in quite some time. It is a business.
It's a business. And it's a profitable business. It makes so much money.
The owners in the NFL is a business for them.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It makes 100% much money. It's crazy.
That's how the Ravens ended up here, is because it was his business that was losing money in Cleveland, so he needed to move it so that it could become profitable, which it is.
If you're an employee of one of the most profitable business around, like the NFL is, biggest sport, you know, you're going to get paid for it. That's how it goes. Do the players
get paid more if their jersey sells more? Is it all NFL
reps? No, I think they get paid more. Yeah.
I think they get something from it. And all their commercials, like the stupid-ass progressive commercials and
like
shit like
Pat
that.
Pat Mahomes is on the commercial. He's getting paid for it. Is the NFL making money for that?
I think it depends
if they have NFL stuff in it. Because, you know, it's a lot of those commercials, they're just wearing regular clothes and not wearing any NFL stuff.
I don't think you can have an NFL logo.
That stuff is when they have to get paid.
They have a whole union, too, that deals with all that. Like,
yeah.
Nice. That's a lot of money.
The league's making so much money.
I'm going to tell you right now. Everyone go watch a movie. It's a great movie. It's called The Replacements.
Filmed
in Baltimore. The
refs filled in with the professionals.
The professionals went on strike because they weren't getting enough of percentage of all this profit that the owners are giving these people. And there's a great quote by, was it Gene Hackman, I believe, is the head coach in that, or it's someone, I forget whoever the head coach is. He has a great quote in that movie that he basically says, "Remember, you guys are being paid money to play a game. Those other guys that are out there on strike forgot that a long time ago. You're getting paid to play a game.
It's a product.
And it's a business.
So explain to me,
how do you fix this? How do you fix the CJ2Ks or the players who play really hard, get this huge contract and go, all right, I'll never play again.
They don't go, all right, I'm not going
to
play again.
Yeah, I mean, they still... If you don't play out the contract or if you retire or whatever...
Then get rid of guaranteed money. I'd say get rid of guaranteed money.
You can't get rid of the guaranteed money because half the contract... Then you have an injury clause. There is an injury clause. What are you talking about?
Performance clause, then. If you go out there and
lots of contracts have those.
Yeah. But it's the other way. Yeah. You get more if you get incentive bonuses.
Then it's bullshit with all holdouts and everything else.
Mr. Shrek, who do you want to make shitloads of money at the end of the day? The owners or the players?
The players have been making shit tons of money.
And the owners?
It doesn't matter. They're paying.
The owners are, yeah.
The owners have always made a shit ton of money.
Exactly.
I'd rather the players, too.
Yeah. So now it's enough. It's more than enough to spread around.
The money's got to go somewhere.
Yeah. More money's coming in. It has to be fairly shared. The players are there. Zeke asked for how much?
90 million.
Who the hell knows?
90 million.
How much does that take from what's the owner's pocket?
Jerry Jones.
Nothing.
It's a drop.
In that week, he was the third person to get signed to a big contract, and they still have a couple more to put out there. So it's all right there. It's all right.
This is a game that's very risky, right? If you get ahead right now, you're telling me,
any play,
Out of the 90 million Zeke is going to get, how much do you think really goes to his pocket?
Probably agents, probably 150 million with all the other incentives he gets.
After agents' fees and whatnot and taxes.
We're talking about just the contract.
Probably half.
After agent fees and whatnot, I have to pay this, lawyers, blah, blah, blah.
Taxes.
Out of the 90, how much do you think really goes to his pocket?
Well, first off, if the contract was 90, then the contract says 90, but of that, maybe he'll see 66. Legit. Right. And then, so we're talking about from that 66, how much will he see? Maybe half of that as well. So
God damn.
Yeah. So that's the way it works. That's why those contracts are always, it's always like, all right, so this week,
you sign,
and you're the highest paid guy. But then next week, we're going to sign String Man. He's going to be the highest paid. Nobody's the fucking highest paid.
If I break my leg or something, right, and I can't play football anymore, I got to live on this money for the rest of my life. Right? You're going to put part of that money.
Wait, you're trying to say you're never going to get a job or make any other income the rest of your life?
Well, not everybody ends up on TV or ends up on radio. Some people just don't have.
Some people can have podcasts.
Some people can have podcasts.
Only the elite.
You know, you might want to go back into college. I don't know.
They don't graduate.
Everybody's just different. But make the money now so when shit happens, hey, you can fall back on that money.
I think the core point is that there's money to be made here and the owners have enough money anyway. So just give it to the players. That's what I think it's fine.
At end of the day, here's the thing. When the players stop playing the game and making money decisions and compromise, I don't really care if I'm going to lose as long as I stay healthy, that's the issue.
No, the issue is going to be if it went your way and there was less money and it just paid because of the game, there would be no more NFL. Mm-hmm. And what the fuck were we looking at on Sundays? Because you ain't going to tell me people going to be out there getting knocked the hell out like Mason Rudolph did for nothing. Exactly. It ain't gonna happen.
I think
$30,000. Yeah, baby.
You like seeing the whole aggressiveness, like the whole people clutching themselves. They're like, this is a man's sport. We're like, we are bushing each other on the field. And the people getting bushed are like, all right.
Yeah.
The people getting bushed are more or less like, you know what? I need to get paid for this. I love the game, but I need to get paid. People in the stands are all happy. Me getting knocked out, me passing out, me throwing up, doing whatnot. Everybody in the field is excited, seeing me going through all this pain. You need to pay me for this. Because if this is because the entertainment on the field is people getting knocked out. The touchdown is going to happen, but when people get knocked out,
end of the day, it's win or lose.
You can see the excitement on people's faces.
End of the day, it's win or lose.
It's win or lose. But people get excited when people get
players high. Don't care about winning anymore.
How do you say that?
How do you say
that?
They make more money.
What are you talking about?
You know how many players are like on these horrible teams are like, I want to get out of here? Players are taking pay cuts to go to New England because they want to win.
Exactly. The Patriot way of we want to win. Versus, hey, let's go to Washington and get a fat paycheck, and I'm just going to sit here and do nothing because I got a fat paycheck.
The players in New England get paid well?
No.
Really?
You guys.
They get paid fine.
You guys.
Really?
You guys, please stop it. Why do we always want to sit back and say New England is any different than any other NFL team?
They play.
I'm talking about with the money. They signed Antonio Brown, bro. Seriously. If the last thing if the last thing hadn't come out, he'd still be playing. Yeah,
that. But he wouldn't have been making Instagram posts. They would have cut him right then and there.
Listen, boys, you can't have it both ways and say this organization is way up there and they don't do like everybody else when they clearly do. And they cheat too. So I said that. but you can't no seriously when we talk about money we always like to say well you know Tom Brady took pay cuts. He doesn't. He moves money around, and that's what they do with these contracts. They just move money around. So instead of having it be a base salary for whatever year, they'll change that and make it into a bonus. So he still gets that money. It's just changed on the contract so that it doesn't go up against the salary cap. You guys got to look into this stuff and start, that's, oh, that's, shit, that's he signed for less.
I think
he didn't. He got his cash.
It's all about optics, yeah. He has to look good, like, I'm taking less.
Look at what I'm doing.
Look at what I'm doing.
Look
at
what I'm doing.
Go in the background. The guy's making money.
He getting his cash.
I mean, obviously, every NFL player pretty much is making pretty, all the stars are making pretty good money. Like, I mean,
well, everyone's making money.
I mean, Tom Brady. Okay.
They're all making money.
They're making money.
They're all
that's
making
allowed, though.
Money.
Like you said, Tom Brady's moving money around.
It's just,
he just knows
it's
how,
just moving
it's all
money
for the optics. Yeah. He knows how to move the money.
What I'm saying is,
he is the 18th highest paid quarterback. Like,
you see, and he's
on smart. His contract.
What do you mean they can't? They still have to go up against the salary cap, no matter what.
That,
they don't just let
is,
people pay them whatever they want.
No,
like,
no,
that's not how that
no,
works.
No. Listen.
So you were telling me,
make sure you sat back and just enjoyed
so
this
really
entire podcast.
Tom Brady is all
like
about the football. He cares less about
the you're life. Saying his contract is the 18th highest quarterback contract, right? Now we just talked about how the players don't get what the contract says.
Okay, so here, look, I can disprove you easily right now.
Okay.
So for last year, easily. This is from Boston.com.
This
right?
is going to be easy.
It is easy. His salary gave him $1 million a year, which is very cheap. He made $14 million in bonuses, which gives him a $15 million salary, still makes him the 18th highest paid quarterback after his bonus. So
$15 million on what? Is that on the contract, or is that what went in his pocket?
All right, well, now I have to open
$15 million in bonus, and you get paid.
$14 million in bonus.
$14
million. I mean, that bonus is still going on the salary cap. That's just how it goes. Like,
yeah.
It has to happen.
I'm not 100% sure on
There's
that.
There's no way. Otherwise, every team would just do that. Like, listen, if you play well, we'll give you a huge bonus.
And time out. That's my point. That's my point. That is my
this
point.
This is insane.
Listen to me.
This is insane. This is crazy.
What's crazy about that?
You make $1 million a year, you get a bonus of $14 million.
Because he won a Super Bowl.
That's what I'm trying
to tell
you.
Do you see the optics with this?
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But it's probably, you literally, even with the bonus, he's still 18th highest, like, below average.
Okay. This is my point.
Who's the highest paid quarterback?
Is it Cousins still?
Is it Robert? I don't even know.
Cousins signed like 3 contracts that gave him like $150 million.
It's something unreal.
Yeah.
Right. How much has he made in bonus?
No, but that goes back into my point. If you want to go ahead and lump everything in the bonuses to where it's an incentive for people to play the game and win, I'm all for it.
All right, so let's see.
This guy.
If you finish last place, you should be the least paid team in the NFL.
What? Don't people get hit in the last game?
You play to win.
You play to win the game. Hello?
Do they get
there's gonna be a team in last place no matter what.
Exactly.
And the team in last place is playing just as hard as the team in first place. Otherwise, you end up getting knocked the fuck out.
But
like Mason Rudolph.
At the end of the day, the owners still make tons of money.
Right.
And what?
Now the people working
the revenue sharing and everything is all gonna equal out to being the same.
Right.
The stadium is gonna be filled. The PSLs, the suites, and all
TV
that shit.
Rights,
all that stuff's gonna be there. So of course you have to spread it out.
So much money.
They're also spending a bunch of money.
I mean, the Dolphins don't come out and say, "You know what? You're gonna lose. So let's just run through it." You see them get hit. They try and make touchdowns and do whatnot. It just doesn't work out for them because maybe you know the players have. I don't know.
It's gonna work out this week when they play the Redskins, but.
Rosen isn't bad.
Hmm?
I don't think Rosen's that bad.
So what if the Dolphins beat, you know, New England one day? What are you guys going to say? Oh, New England had a bad day?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Isn't it the end of the season where everybody's resting for the playoffs?
New England, and then New England won the Super Bowl, so.
Yeah, the 17 game. Yeah. Benched all their stars.
Kevin, the players need to get paid.
Well,
I'm not saying the players
are getting paid,
yeah.
So I'm not even sure what the argument is.
The argument was that players make decisions that may affect their ability to win the game.
As far as
to
what?
Step out of bounds instead of going for that extra yard.
Well, you could argue that by not getting injured, it helps their team win the game, too. Like,
who's saying they're going to get injured?
That's the reason they're stepping out of bounds, right?
Or to just stop the clock in 2 minutes. Well, I mean, what are we talking about? We can't have it
every
other way.
I mean, that's the same reason. Like, remember that Super Bowl, 3 years? I don't even know, 4 years ago? When Cam Newton didn't dive on the fumble? It was
a business decision?
It was a big deal. It was a business decision. Well, also, you know, if Cam had gotten hurt in that play, You know, they weren't going to win that Super Bowl anyway.
I don't care if your arm gets ripped off. It's a Super Bowl. You go for that
ball. Okay, yes. And everyone
that's crazy.
But everyone agrees on that.
But don't get paid.
But, like, for the most part, what? The decisions are, even, like, on the field, if you're playing so as to not get injured, like, for the most part, that's going to be good for your team, too. Because that extra yard, if you're going to run out, if you're going to take a 76-yard run or a 77-yard run, and get injured, like, well, your team would rather have a 76-yard run and keep your good running back in the game or whatever. Like, it's just...
It's a game of issues.
I don't think, and you got to be honest, we've all played sports before. When you step out on that field, are you thinking about playing the game, or are you thinking about your home? You thinking about your money? You think about any of that stuff? No,
man,
no, for those 60 minutes that you're playing, you ain't thinking about that stuff. We think about that stuff because we're at home and we're worrying about, all right, is my quarterback going to get signed? Is my wide receiver going to get signed? And then they say it 50,000 times during the broadcast. Well, you know, he's up for a contract.
Yeah,
he's up for a contract. He just made an interception and 5 other tackles, so you got to pay the man. That's the stuff that keeps getting in here. But when they step out there, they don't think about that shit. And then after the game, they got to listen to stupid reporters out there asking 50,000 times, hey, you worried about your contract? Don't you think they should sign you by now? Nobody cares about that shit when y'all down on the field. You're out there, you're playing, like you said, to win the game.
If in an ideal world, everyone would be out there playing to win the game.
And you think they're not? You think some are not?
The vast majority are out there to win the game.
Yes.
Players don't want to be in Miami because even if they're getting paid there, because they don't want to lose. People don't want to be in Washington because they don't want to lose. They want to win.
You think more players than not are just out there to get money as opposed to...
What I'm saying is...
I'll go for the
win,
money.
Baby.
I'm saying...
Come on! This will get knocked out!
I'll get money, too.
I'm guessing you played football sometime in your life, right?
Oh, he was a quarterback. He's great.
People get knocked out. Was it like 2 weeks ago? I see some guy flying this.
I gotta take this phone call.
People get knocked out. Take the money.
I think we made him leave now.
Yeah,
take the
made
money.
Him leave.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
So.
It's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. I'll take the money any single day.
Yeah, it's
like
a,
Zeke holding out for the $90 million. I don't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, it's. A lot of times that stuff is also, again, it's just posturing. It's just playing. Right. These guys know that eventually they're going to get their cash, except in the case of what's-his-not from Pittsburgh last year.
Bell,
yeah. So it didn't quite work out quite the way he wanted it to last year. But then, so what? They also had a competent backup, which is another thing you have, you know? So... The Cowboys didn't have that luxury. Now, Pollard is decent, but he's also a rookie.
Yeah, and Zeke's something special, too.
Yeah, yeah. So you kind of sort of know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. And then he played it perfectly. Missed the entire training camp, came in the first week, and still, I think he damn near ran for 100 yards that first game. A lot of these guys just don't want to come to training camp. And that's a known thing.
They don't want to do suicides.
Yeah, they don't want to do that dumb shit. 2-a-days and all that, yeah. Out there at 100 degrees.
I mean, isn't that a call of the team? They tell you to come for like a summer camp or something?
Yeah, and they get fined if they don't show up.
Yeah.
But again, no one ever knows where that fine money goes. I think it's supposed to go to charity or some shit.
Why does that go to charity? That's just ridiculous. If I was the owner of the team, like, this is what I'm paying you for. Come for the camp. If you don't come, I'll cut you off.
It doesn't quite work that way.
I hope it works.
Because it's a part of the collective bargaining and negotiating and all that stuff. So when you get into unions and things like that, it's just all different.
There has to be like a fine line. Like
it all is.
Everything
they do, everything they do is a part of the process. So. Zeke holding out this season, it was like two other running backs.
Melvin Gordon.
Gordon and someone else also. He played for the Cowboys, and it was a back and forth every day between him and Jerry Jones. Every day. They throw a microphone in Jerry Jones' face every day, and he just keeps it going. So it stayed in the news. And that's all that is. So it's no, anything that happened on that front was no different than
when they happens show up to work, to, they still don't get paid. They have to pay money if they don't want to show up to work. So like they don't just get away with
it. If it was any other player in the Cowboys, I'd be like, wait, they gave him a $90 million and the rest of us?
No, again, like I said, that was that contract was the third one. They paid the linebacker first, and then they paid a lineman, and then him. And then they still have to pay Prescott and Cooper. So
Prescott will probably take more than Zeke, right? I'm thinking.
Probably.
Yeah.
He is the starting quarterback in the NFL, so you would think, but who the hell knows?
That's
right.
Jerry Jones
knows. Jerry Jones
knows. Yeah, see?
Like, he knows.
Yeah. I mean, the contract would be done now if they had won these last 2 weeks. And start the season 5-0.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the contract be done.
Now Jerry's sitting there like, play yourself into less money.
Yeah. Again, it's not going to be less. It's going to be, you know, a lot. These contracts are slotted, so you just slide in where you get it. Yeah.
Guaranteed, not guaranteed.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all for show. It's all for. You know, we're going to say that this one is worth $120 million. But of that, only really this guy can really get $70. And that's if everything works out well. And then he can bust his knee next week and we can cut his ass and then only to pay $20 or $30. So it's all...
Depends who you are.
It comes down to the agents, right? You need to have like a smart agent who's also trying to make money.
Right. Right.
So they know how to play the game.
Right.
You know.
And then I think another thing that never gets talked about is that it's other things in those contracts. So you know you might get a suite for your family in the stadium. You know,
do you do that?
Hell yeah. Yeah, but see, you don't watch many games, do you? Because normally they'll show like their suite and it'd be like mom and dad's up in the suite with the family and the kids and shit like that.
I mean, that's how the together players
do it. Of course,
like, through these things that you. But we did this for you.
Again, because all the contracts, if all the contracts are the same, what are you going to do for me different than this other team's going to do? You know, yeah, you got good facilities, but they got good facilities too. You know.
I feel like at the end of the
day, the tax rate,
somebody has to win. And there's always going to be the team. There's always going to be the team. The team is going to win.
That part.
The players feel like they won something, but to me it's like, I feel like he could have gone more. But the team is always going to win at the end of the day.
Right.
And the NFL is just sitting back like, all right, I'll let you guys do your thing.
Right.
Just give me my cut and I'm
right.
Good.
See, now you understand it, my friend.
So, make as much money as you can.
That's right.
When they break your leg, hey, go back where you are.
That's right.
At least if you take home $20 million at the end of your career.
You'll be good.
Best
half of it, you know, spend the rest.
I've been trying to get Andrew Luck hired here in our group. He's a Stanford degree in architecture here in RMS.
That he does. Well, that'd be cool. That he does. Mm-hmm. All right, boys. Well, I guess that is it. We'll end it here since Handsome Shrek is already gone.
I had non-football topics, but...
Well, we'll get to those next week. Yeah, we need to do this more often because, again, this is
cool.
We haven't done one since almost a month, and that is unacceptable. Our fans need us.
Fans!
They need us. All right, so... String Bean, say goodnight.
Say goodnight.
Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Say goodnight.
Goodnight, my people.
Goodnight, everyone.
Maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all.